Hello friends, and welcome to Ria Rabbit's World of Stories. Are you ready to hear today's story? Ria's Sunday School. It's a bright and beautiful Sunday morning. Ria is playing with her dolls in the nursery. There's Radha Rabbit, Piku Pig, Mona Monkey, and Gori Giraffe. They're all having a lot of fun. "Ria, you've been inside the nursery all morning," says Daddy Rabbit. "Why don't you go out and get some fresh air?"
"I think that's a great idea," says Ria.
"I'll take my dolls outside with me. Even they need fresh air." Ria goes out into the garden with all her dolls. "We've been playing all morning," she says. "What shall we do next?"
"Why don't you teach your dolls something?" says Mummy Rabbit, waving to her from the kitchen window.
"Yes, I'll have Sunday school for my dolls," says Ria, sitting up.
"Don't look sad, Mona. Everyone needs to learn. Even I have to go to school."
Ria props her dolls on their chairs.
"What shall I teach you first?" she says, looking at them.
"I think we should start with the alphabet.
Wait here."
Ria runs inside and comes back a few minutes later with a writing board and stand. She writes Ria's Sunday school on the board.
"We shall start with A," says Ria, writing the letter on the board.
"A is the first letter of the alphabet.
A is for apple."
Romy comes out into the garden after some time.
"What are you doing?" he asks.
"I'm having Sunday school for my dolls," replies Ria.
"Who's your best student?" asks Romy.
Ria thinks for a few moments.
"Radha," she finally says.
"The others need to pay attention."
"What's happening?" asks Hirsch Horse, their neighbor.
"Ria's teaching her dolls," says Romy.
Hirsch joins Romy.
They sit and watch Ria teach her dolls.
"This looks like fun," says Hirsch.
"I want to attend as well."
"Ria, can we also join your Sunday school?" asks Romy.
"Please."
"Of course," says Ria, who is happy to have more students.
"Please get two more chairs."
Soon, Romy and Hirsch have joined Ria's Sunday school. They have to sit in the back row as they're much taller than the dolls. They look at each other excitedly, wondering what Ria will teach them.
"I have just finished teaching my dolls the alphabet," says Ria.
"Shall we revise?"
"We already know the alphabet," says Romy.
"Shall I teach you numbers then?" asks Ria.
"We know how to count from 1 to 10 as well," says Hirsch.
"Let me think," sighs Ria.
"I've got it. I'm going to teach you opposites."
"What's the opposite of up?"
"Down," reply Romy and Hirsch together.
"Correct," smiles Ria.
"What is the opposite of night?"
"Day," answers Romy.
"These are very easy."
"Okay, I'm going to ask you a difficult one now," says Ria.
"What is the opposite of true?"
Romy and Hirsch look at each other.
"Is the answer false?" asks Hirsch.
"Very good, Hirsch," says Ria.
"Ask one more," says Romy, who also wants to answer a difficult one.
"What is the opposite of narrow?" asks Ria.
"I know this one," says Romy.
"Wide."
"You both are very good students," says Ria.
"You both get gold stars."
"So does Radha."
"Thanks, Ria," say Romy and Hirsch.
"You need to study harder," says Ria to her other dolls.
"It's time for snacks," says Mummy Rabbit, walking out with a tray of delicious food.
"Can we do this every Sunday?" asks Romy, tucking into the slice of pineapple cake.
"We love learning from you."
"Of course," says Ria.
"I had a great time too."
"Shall I take your studies now?" asks Mummy Rabbit, after they finish the snacks.
"Yes, please," says Ria.
"I want to learn more about planets today."
So as Ria and Mummy Rabbit head inside to study, it's time for us to say goodbye as well.
Thank you so much for listening. See you next time. For more stories about Ria and her friends, do subscribe to this podcast.